Broadcasting live from the Goggin Cold Hall Studios. It's the Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a Wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have are a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
All right, let's go. Let's get this thing underway. Clown show committee last night, and I missed it again. Yeah, I wasn't watching. And nobody reminded me, and I was busy in the kitchen and forgot it was on. That shows you how important that concept, the committee concept, is to me. Shows you how much I care about that. Anyways, I know the rankings. We'll get into that here in just a second. Here's the guesting on this Wednesday. We've got Rusty Manziel, and he'll be with us bottom of this hour. Yeah, Rusty will be with us early today. We'll talk a little Georgia and LSU. Coming up top of hour two, Kevin Hagan will be with us. We'll talk some Alabama with him. They dropped. Where'd they drop to? Number 12? That's a joke right there, too. That shows you the committee. You guarantee me right now, and I know Alabama has a lot of haters, and that's fine. Hate them all you want. I don't care about that. You give me 11 teams you think would beat Alabama right now. That's an absolute freaking joke. All right, anyways, Kevin Hagan, that's presented by SoulStreetCoffee.com. Delicious coffee and tea. Go to that site, order. You'll be happy that you did. And then a little later, Josh Newberg. We'll talk some FSU with him. Not sure what they're doing with their job search. I'm cautiously pessimistic about that. But we'll get into that topic here in just a bit. A little later with Berg. Yeah, look, lot of Florida State fans in the audience. And I'd love to sit here and be Mr. Sunshine, happy face guy, but there's nothing at Florida State that makes me feel that way. I'm certainly ready to be surprised in a good way. If this is okay, I'm expecting a crap sandwich, but surprise me with something really, really cheery, then I'm good with that. Just surprise me. Okay, the Clown Show Committee, and I've told you from the beginning. Now, this is back in, what was the first year, 2014. I told you that I was not a committee guy. I'm not good with the concept. This whack job group of leaders for college football went to this concept just because. There was no other reason. There was no other logical reason other than, you know what, we've done the BCS. We had the Alabama-LSU repeat. People are criticizing it. Let's go to some committee like they do in basketball. Yeah. Let me ask you this. Like college basketball should be teaching college football what the hell to do. What kind of laughable concept is that? Anyways, Ohio State won, LSU 2. Now, Ohio State plays Wisconsin, LSU plays Georgia. We'll see if that has anything to do with it when we get the last release. Clemson 3, Clemson is a 29, that was as of yesterday, it might be more today, point favorite over Virginia. Or as my former colleague Bob Bell would say, Virginia. Number four is Georgia. Are they serious about that? So Georgia plays LSU. It's interesting to watch this committee because you know they're setting you up for something. Like that first year. You know there's a scam around the corner. Number five, Utah. Number six, Oklahoma. Now, that's one that everybody wanted to see. How would they differentiate Utah and Oklahoma? 5 and 6. Utah 5, Oklahoma 6. After that, Baylor 7. Whiskey 8. Florida 9. Penn State 10. Also, Notre Dame's getting no love. Number 15. Now, they've got 2 losses, so they're not in it. I'm not suggesting otherwise, but maybe not getting their just due there. But Alabama, number 12. Auburn, 11. Now, Auburn just beat them. Okay. You're telling me there are 11 teams in America that if we lined up today in Council Bluffs would beat Alabama. That is a freaking joke. The committee is saying, you know what, we don't really favor Alabama, so let's move them down a little bit. Now, let's move them back a little bit. The clown show committee strikes again. It's a terrible concept. College football, for all of our love, unconditional, well, maybe, I don't know if it's unconditional, but. I'll say it. Unconditional love for college football. And they treat us like this. We're literally pets. And I'm a pet lover. Okay? I love pets. Love animals. Matter of fact, I get so heartbroken when it's time to lose an animal. Animal's getting old or something. That I don't get many of them anymore. Because I can't deal with the heartbreak. That's how much I love animals. We are basically pets to this clown show committee. Our unconditional love. It's pathetic. Let me get a call. Scott in OKC, even though he typically is never in OKC. What's up, Scott?
No, I'm climbing Rocky Top right now.
So you're Knoxville, Gatlinburg, where are you at?
Yeah, I'll be in Knoxville in about an hour.
Man, so why are you spending so much time in East Tennessee? I didn't think that was your typical route.
Well, no, I had to pick up this Budweiser load in Columbus, Ohio, and I was supposed to have been in Johnson City, Tennessee by 7 a.m., but Budweiser in Ohio was 4 hours late getting my load ready, so I'm just trying to get down the road and park and then reschedule the delivery for tomorrow.
It's typical for those folks in C-Bus to be a little late. You know what I mean? I mean, come
oh,
on.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I don't know if you own any stock in marijuana. I'm sure Crazy Charlie does, but
I have in the past. I used to buy those years ago when there was all the talk about marijuana's about to be legalized. That was years ago.
Yeah, well, you need to sell.
I'd buy those penny stocks, and they would never do well. So I don't right now. I lost money.
You're really going. People own it now need to sell, man, because Willie Nelson just said he's quitting smoking. So pot prices are about to tank.
Wait a minute. Willie Nelson has announced he's not smoking weed anymore. Is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. He said he's abused his lungs for too long, and he's going to try to live a healthier lifestyle. And my answer to Willie is, brother, you're in your 80s. You've probably been smoking weed since you were a teenager. I think the health benefits of quitting have passed you by, my friend.
He's probably got 70 years of weed smoking on those lungs, and he thinks right now he's going to fix that? Okay.
Yeah. He might as well just roll up a fatty and call Toby Keith and just go to town with it. But I think maybe those people in that. What's that?
I didn't see that news. I didn't know that.
Yeah, I just heard it earlier this morning on one of those news breaks. I got a kick out of it. But I think maybe the people in that committee are smoking a little weed putting Utah ahead of Oklahoma when they've been telling us the entire year that strength of schedule means something. Oh, it evidently doesn't. And I got a question for you. I know you're like, I mean, me and you disagree completely on, you know, I want the 18 playoff. You don't. But we both agree that this committee is a joke. But I got a question for you. Because if OU does beat Baylor and Utah beats Oregon, now Baylor is going to be ranked, I think, quite a bit higher than Oregon. I think Oregon was down in the teens. But I think OU's at a disadvantage because we've got two people on the committee that have to recuse themselves when the vote comes, and Utah doesn't have anybody that has to recuse themselves. And I'm just curious how that works.
Well, now Rob Mullen, who is the chairperson of the committee, he's an Oregon guy, so doesn't affect Utah. It's not like he's the guy who is the AD at Utah. But look, if Ohio State beats Baylor, and in the rankings, let's pull it up, Baylor's number 7. And Utah beats the Ducks, who are number 13. The committee, I would think, is telling us that Oklahoma would jump. And if Georgia were to lose to LSU, to me, they're telling us Oklahoma moves to number 4. If that's not what they do, then the Clown Show committee reinforces their name, which is a bunch of clowns.
Well, you should have jumped them this week. I mean, we just beat a ranked Oklahoma State team. Utah beat an unranked Colorado at home. We went on the road. The two games before that, we beat a ranked Baylor team on the road. We're not winning pretty, I'll admit that, but we're winning. We've got the same 11-1 record. And so if strength of schedule means anything, we should have jumped Utah this week. And that's what I'm not understanding. And I'm wondering if the two people that have to recuse themselves, being OU guys, is affecting that vote any.
I don't know that. I don't know that. But look, the committee has set us up before, and then at the last setting, meaning the last vote, they actually adjust to what they originally were intending to do anyways. They did that the very first year. So, I'm thinking Oklahoma moves up to number 4, but I'm not guaranteeing you that. If they would.
I'm kind of hoping Georgia beats LSU and OU and Utah both win and get left out. That would cause such an uproar that maybe we would get what I want, which is the 18 playoff. But I know that's not what you want. But matter of fact, I did my picks yesterday on Facebook, and I actually picked Georgia to beat LSU. So, but anyway, Bill, I got to get up top Rocky Top here with this heavy beer load. So,
all right, be
have
good,
a good
buddy.
Day.
Yeah, man, Scott, appreciate it. Climbing Rocky Top with Budweiser in the back. Not a bad gig. Commitments is coming. Yeah, we'll plug that here in a couple of minutes. I'm going to promote that. We're 2 weeks out on that, actually. We'll talk about it. First break here. Rusty at the bottom of the Rusty Mansell from 24/7 Sports. Kick it around with him a little bit. Coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. We're still working this wreck in the Mount Juliet area. It's going to be on 40 westbound near the Mount Juliet exit. Traffic's been limping along through that part of Wilson County for a while now on 40 westbound. Again, a lot of rubbernecking going on. 65 southbound right near Trinity Lane on an accident. Also adding to that delay now as you make your way down through Madison, approaching Trinity Lane, the 24 split there on 65 going south. Get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. Smart fare, save you 70% off. Call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck. You're
Were you scammed into signing a timeshare contract? And did you miss the part that said you have to pay for your great idea? Not only for the rest of your life, but when you're not here anymore, you get to pass this turkey onto your family for them to pay for the rest of their lives. Thanks, Dad. Don't burden your family down the road, and don't be stuck with expensive timeshare payments forever. Get out of your bad idea timeshare contract guaranteed or pay nothing. Call Resort Release today and learn for free how their timeshare exit team can help you legally exit your timeshare contract. They've helped thousands of people, and they're A-plus rated with a BBB. So if you feel scammed, get mad, and get out of your expensive timeshare contract right now, guaranteed. Call NOW.
800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. 800-898-0816. That's 800-898-0816.
I want you to listen really close to a message from the folks at ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis. Your credit reports are your financial report card. A good credit report is necessary to get a mortgage, car loan, and credit cards. Even getting rental housing insurance or a job is dependent on your credit report. Here's what blows me away. 40 million consumers have an error on their credit report, and 2 million of those are so serious they're likely being overcharged for mortgages, credit card debts, auto loans, insurance policies, and other financial obligations. If you want to know more about your credit report, I want you to contact Bill Kalutis at ShieldLawGroup.com or call Bill at 615-742-8020. ShieldLawGroup.com and my friend Bill Kalutis.
Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM has been your home for sports for 20 years. From typewriters to Twitter, fax machines to Facebook, we have you covered 24/7 and on the go. Finding us online is as easy as at Nash Sports Radio. Twitter, at Nash Sports Radio. SoundCloud, at Nash Sports Radio. Facebook, at Nash Sports Radio. Or search your app store for WNSR. 20 years of sports. Anytime, anywhere. From Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM. He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Commitments 2 weeks from right now. We'll be in Bar Lines 2 weeks from right now. Doing the show 6 until 11. You're all invited. Anybody you want to bring, they're invited too. Anybody they want to bring, they're invited. No limit. We will serve you breakfast. That's on the house. A delicious breakfast bar will be wheeled in there, just like last year. We'll serve you breakfast, and we'll do the show. Many of the show dignitaries, the stars from the show, the listeners, the participants, will be there. Look forward to that also. Now, the night before, we'll convene in the Bill King Suite. You're invited. You can come and go as you please. It's an open door policy. You do not need an invite to that. Just show up, and we will have adult beverages in there for you. And that's on the house, too. Yeah. So if you come in the suite and you go to the, there's a bar area there. And there'd be like a big tub of adult beverages. Just reach your hand in there and grab one. That's up to you. If you're so inclined. If that's not what you're into, that's fine too. If you like Willie Nelson and you are abstaining for personal reasons, that's fine too. It's whatever you think. But yeah, we'll have a mixer in the Bill King Suite the night before, and that will last as long as it lasts. There's not a time frame for that. You can show up. I know last year, And I'm not, who was the first one who contacted? I don't remember, but it was late afternoon, early evening, and somebody contacted me. Bill, is it okay that we start coming up? Well, sure it is. So people started coming up, and we just mingled right there in the Bill King's. Now, this is not like, don't visualize a typical hotel room. That's not what this is. This is a suite. It would be like having a lavish apartment in New York City, overlooking the city, even though Nashville's not the NYC, but it's nice. Yeah, it's nice. So it's a big, I think it's about 1,800, 2,000 square feet. It's a big suite. It's not like a hotel room. It's huge. There's plenty of areas there where you can mingle and meet people and talk and coexist. It is nice. And Music City Todd will be up there. Crazy Charlie will be there. Adam, just endless dignitaries from the show. I consider all of you that participate or just listen co-host in some certain way. I do. So all of you, you stars from the show, all of you folks, come and meet each other and have a good time. Looking forward to it. Next call is Jim up in Ramsey, New Jersey. They've got their coach, Greg Schiano. They're happy right now. What's up, Jim?
Good morning, Bill. This morning, I want to watch it. The Big Ten Network, the coronation, or the return of the king, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, this anyway. Was the only hire that was going to pacify, was going to make the fan base, the Rutgers fractured fan base, happy, and so they've consummated this thing.
But, Bill, you should have seen all these professors, everyone that's just all bent that this guy's making $4 million. Like, they don't realize in the big scheme of things, he's at the bottom of the Big Ten money-wise. But you had to see, I wanted to send you the article yesterday, all these professors that, you know, well, my poetry essay is known in poetry circles worldwide, and, you know, that deserves to be promoted as much as a football coach. Oh, Bill, you had they had all of the Board of Governors call in with their votes, but they had a public period where people could make comments for like a half hour before. And they literally had the conference call going on and people wouldn't leave the podium because they wanted to put their two cents in of why they shouldn't hire him. It was crazy.
But, I wasn't paying attention, but I'm not shocked that the Snowflake Brigade went nuclear over this, which I find very humorous. So, good.
Oh, Bill. Hey, Bill, were you a big Beano Cook fan?
Not really. I didn't really get the shtick. I mean, I appreciated him somewhat. He's a Pittsburgh guy. Actually, when Tennessee was trying to revive its football program under Johnny Majors, one of his biggest fans was Beano Cook because Beano was an SID at Pittsburgh when Johnny won the national championship there, and they were good friends.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I mean, I didn't dislike him. He didn't have any knowledge. He was a historian to a certain extent, but I didn't really get it.
Hey, but why don't you see people like Rick Neuheisel get even like a mid-major or another job?
Well, he was the UCLA, he was the Washington and Colorado coach and had various levels of success and various levels of failure. I just think it's kind of passed him by. Now again, Jim, I don't know. Maybe he's had offers that we don't know about that's not public because things go on that happen privately that you and I don't know about. But I just think he's probably Now, I don't get to hear his show. Has he expressed interest in coaching again? I don't know.
Well, he's been doing, when they come up with these new professional leagues, he was coaching last year. But I think it sounds like he'd like someone to reach out to him. I think he's very funny and he's insightful. During the day when I'm in my car, I listen to him and I listen to Childers. I like Childers is very enthusiastic, and I can really appreciate that. So I'll listen to that. But Bill, you're my guy. You're my main college football place. But it's going to be interesting to see who takes the Mississippi job. Arkansas, Florida State. What concerns me with them is this early signing period's in 2 weeks. Like, Shiano met with the players on Monday, and he said, listen, you're not going to see me a lot for the next 3 weeks. And he's like, don't take it personally, but I'm going out. I have to recruit, and I have to hire a coaching staff. So I don't know what, like, Florida State, I mean, that is such a hotbed state for football. I mean, Mississippi and Arkansas have to go across the border and get people.
Yeah.
Florida State, who's recruiting on their behalf right now, against Florida or Miami or even the FIUs and those schools?
Well, they got the current staff in place doing it. I don't know how enthusiastic they are right now about that, not knowing if you're going to be retained or not. But yeah, this new early signing window, which starts the 18th and goes for 72 hours, has expedited. If you know you need a coach and your recruiting is suffering, it's kind of hard because 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever time you have after your announcement that you're the new guy, that's not really any time to establish a new relationship. Not with anybody who's...
And Bill, now you got the gridiron bus station. That's what I call it, that transfer portal.
Yeah.
It's like going to Marshall's and you hope that shirt is your size on the rack. If it fits, I'm taking it home. Billy, can you publicly see who's in the transfer portal, or is that like...
can now. And look, follow, I believe it's 24/7 Sports has a Twitter handle that is purely for the transfer portal. And I think as of yesterday, I haven't looked this morning, 67, there were a bunch of names in there from the major leagues, if you will. But yeah, that's public. That's not a private thing.
So what is it? Is it kids that have another year of eligibility, but they've already graduated and they can go wherever they want now?
Well, that's the graduate transfer rule, which is prior to the newer transfer rule, which is not necessarily meaning the graduate transfer. This is kids who could be freshmen who are disgruntled or homesick or need to transfer for not getting to play or whatever. That's different. But
you have to show reason why you want to go, or can you just say, I don't like the color schemes of the uniforms, so I'm good.
Well, you can enter the transfer portal for whatever reason. You can say, I don't like I get up every morning, I look into the sky, and I don't like the color of the atmosphere. You can make anything up you want. Now, getting cleared is not necessarily a given, but anyways, Jim, be good, buddy. Appreciate you, man.
Hey, great, Bill. Thanks for everything.
Thank you, Jim. Jim up in Ramsey. We got to get Rusty in here. Bottom of the hour break, coming right back. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. We're looking live at this crash here. They just moved it to the side, 65 northbound near Concord Road here in Brentwood. Also finishing up the paperwork on that wreck out in Mount Juliet. It's made a mess on 40 westbound near that Mount Juliet exit. Traffic's on the increase now as they clear that wreck. Also 65 southbound near Trinity Lane. Already busy enough there coming down from the north. 40 east starting to build out of Dixon County. Hey, get the lowest prices on most of your airline tickets. SmartFare, save you 70% off. Call call 1-800-915-2644. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
Southern hospitality with a modern twist. Kitchen Notes in the Omni Nashville Hotel offers a farm-to-fork experience for breakfast, lunch, supper, and Sunday brunch. Kitchen Notes uses the freshest ingredients to create great food in a casual dining atmosphere. Don't miss Nashville's only award-winning biscuit bar, serving up a house-crafted sweet, savory, buttermilk, and gluten-free biscuit every day. Try our award-winning patty melt or the grilled pimento cheese sandwich with a side of house-made Tennessee honey slaw, and dessert is always a must in our house. Whether it's in the main dining room or two of our private dining rooms, be sure to make Kitchen Notes part of your downtown Nashville experience. Check out Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville. For reservations, call 615-761-3700. Complimentary valet parking is always available.
You wanted to see me?
Yes, please, have a seat. So here's the thing. When this company brought you on, we took a chance on you. You didn't have that four-year college degree we typically look for.
Right.
But we gave you a shot anyway. And since then, you've worked incredibly hard and given it your all.
Thanks.
You've been an important asset to the team, but I don't think you can be an intern here anymore. We want to hire you.
You're serious?
Absolutely.
Find your next great employee. Introduce yourself to the grads of life. Who are they? Talent worth knowing about. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
I won't let you down.
I know.
Don't miss out on a resource many innovative companies have already discovered. Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, your car stereo will always sync to the most embarrassing song on your phone.
So the reservations are at 8.
Oh, great. What was that?
That was weird. Must have synced with a nearby car or something.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Let's just,
Wait, you like smooth jazz?
No, smooth jazz.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
Rusty Mansell, 24/7 sports, Georgia sites, recruiting in general, college football in general. Always good to have him here. Rusty, how you been, sir?
Oh, man. It's the no sleep season.
Oh, I know. Yeah, we're 2 weeks out from today.
Whew.
When it comes to the early signing period, 72 hours. Do you like the early signing period? Is this or has this been a good idea?
I don't like it, the timing.
I don't
it,
even.
You know, because the timing of it, you know, the coaching, it compresses everything, forces people to make decisions. You know, look at this, for example, this year, you know, the two bye weeks, the SEC – two teams playing the SEC get cut to one official visit weekend. Georgia and LSU will not have official visits this weekend. Usually it's three, so the SEC teams have 2 weekends. This year they will only have one. You got kids. The biggest thing, too, is for the kids, man. They're in final exams here and all that. So you really just compress things, you know, very much. I wish if they were going to do it, just do it December 1st. You know, get it out of the way. Let everybody enjoy the, you know, December, January. If you sign, you sign. If not, you're open until – you know, the first Wednesday in February, but really just the timing of it, I'm just not a big fan.
Does Georgia have enough firepower to hang with LSU, or let me flip it, can they defend LSU to keep it close to have a chance?
Something is going to break on Saturday. I think I saw LSU scored 74 offensive touchdowns, and Georgia has given up only 12 all year. You know, it's going to be look, that's what it's going to be. I mean, Georgia's not going to win a shootout. They're not going to win a shootout of LSU. This is a high profile. I mean, a high, you know, everything you can say about an offense, this is what LSU is.
Yeah.
They got dudes everywhere. They got an elite running back. They got a guy that's turning 23 years old on Monday, the quarterback. I mean, it's a grown man they're facing. He's had one of the best years, you know, ever in SEC. And Joe Burrow has earned everything he's done, what he's been through. But Georgia is going to have to get this thing to the fourth quarter. And, you know, a couple of things people, you know, does Georgia have a chance? Certainly Georgia has a chance because they have an elite defense. They have a very good offensive line, and they have probably an elite running back. If he's healthy, DeAndre Swift, I believe he's going to play. You know, but the deficiencies at wide receiver right now, Jake Fromm not playing his best, it concerns you as a Georgia fan going into this thing. But I will say this. Jake Fromm has played three very meaningful games in that Georgia Dome, and he has been really, really good in all three of those games. SEC Championship against Auburn in both Alabama games. Even though they lost both, he was really good in both of those games. So, you know, if there's one thing to look at as a positive, he's been very good in that building.
When I look at Joe Burrow and I watch him, and obviously that offense is just crazy when it comes to scoring points, but one thing that gets me about him, he seems so cool. And I don't mean that in a, you know, a cocky way. He just seems so relaxed. And even if there's a rare series, Rusty, where he comes off the field and they don't convert on third down, which is, again, rare, he's just sitting there, chilling, talking on the headset. I mean, it's like he's known this was going to be his fate the whole time, almost.
Dialed in, man. The kid looks dialed into me, you know, and a very confident. Look, they haven't been – they want to shoot out with Alabama. We take probably the Auburn and Florida games where probably I would say most comparable to Georgia's defense. Alabama this year, obviously not to where they have been in the past. A lot of injuries, those types of things. So you look at those games, and those are the games where Burrow had to make – I tell you what people aren't talking about is he makes plays with his legs. He's not going to run for 100 yards, but he's a guy on third and five. You still have to spy because he could run for 12 or 15 and move the chains. I saw Trevor Lawrence do that a lot in high school. People didn't give him credit for his legs because he had to use them. But Joe Burrow is a bigger athlete than people think. And I agree with you, man. You know, here's he's got two master's degrees. He's not taking any. He's taking one online course. God knows what that is. Probably, you know, chipping from 20 yards in class. And he stays at the football office all day. You know, it's crazy. He's a class of 2015, which seems so long ago, you know, for Joe Burrow to be here at LSU. And listen, Georgia's going to have to get him uncomfortable. And that's something that nobody has done all year. They're going to see what they can do in that building. And, you know, like I said many, many times, get the game to the fourth quarter. They haven't been in many games like that where they've been pushed. They've been blowing people out, you know, and we'll see what happens.
What kind of money do you think Joe Brady's about to get when his contract is redone?
I can tell you right now, the size of the presents under his Christmas tree have doubled from what they were probably 2 months ago. you know, he's a hot commodity, and LSU has proven in the past. You know, they paid Dave Aranda, you know, $2.5 million when that was considered like what the heck is going on as defense coordinator. You know, they're going to pay him. There's no question. There's going to be some people come after him. It'll be interesting to see if Willie Fritz, you know, were to leave Tulane, would he step in and say, look, I'll be there. And I'm just speculating, so I'm not trying to start a rumor. I'm just saying, does he have head coach aspirations now, or do you want to continue and kind of wait to find his best spot? Because there's going to be a lot of people very, very interested in him as a young assistant.
I've asked you about Zach Evans probably 100 times, but I'll circle back on that. The other day he's supposed to make an announcement. That one got postponed. What's going on?
He was supposed to commit today, actually. And, you know, it's been kind of tough to cover him because obviously he doesn't do any media. And you have to kind of, you know, piece things together. I do feel like before the season started, that I felt like Georgia was in a good spot there. Then all of a sudden kind of had some off-the-field issue. I think, you know, just from what I know, the people at North Shore basically told Zach, you don't need to worry about college. You need to get dialed in here, handle your business here. All these schools will wait on you, and which I agree. I that was the right thing to do. And I think colleges probably said, look, just handle your business, get back on. I think you missed, like, four games there for them. And, you know, it's – listen – you turn on the tape, and he is the alpha male, in my opinion, in this class at running back. He's got everything you want, all the package, size, speed, change of direction, catch the ball, block, all those things you ask for in an elite back he's got. There's going to be some questions on him off the field, what kind of character he is, that type of deal, just from everything I've heard. I do think he ends up at LSU. I think now he postpones his decision to do it at the Under Armour game, which will be a month from now. But, look, he's a very talented young man, and I hope the best for him. But, you know, he's going to have to make sure he's on the same path with everybody else, you know, off the field, and certainly think he can get there.
I know that this time of year, particularly with important games ahead of us, isn't the time for this question, but I'll ask anyways. Do you think Jake Fromm comes back next year to Georgia?
I'm leaning more towards that, yeah. You know, I talked to someone very close to this, I'll just be honest with you, and the one consistent I get, and the one consistent message I get is Jake Fromm will not talk about it. Jake Fromm will not talk to, you know, he's legally able to talk to agents at this point. He is not talking to anyone about his future. And he is worried about one thing right now, and that's been the whole way that's been this season. Now, after this game, certainly he's going to have to make a decision. But you look at the body of work, and just knowing Jake the way I do, I've covered him since the 10th grade, and the competitor he is, you know, if just say Georgia were to go on a run and win this thing, that might change it. But I don't think that Jake Fromm wants to leave Georgia and not have his best year. You know, Nick Chubb, you know, the story goes he walked into, you know, Kirby Smart's office the day he had to tell him and said, Coach, I'm not leaving, losing to Georgia Tech. And, you know, he said, that's not going to be my lasting memory here. Jake Fromm, kind of that same mold. Look, I'm not going to leave here with kind of a bad taste in my mouth. I didn't have a great junior year. I think that's going to ultimately be the thing, and I think Jake Fromm will come back next year, in my opinion.
You and I talked a lot. Rusty Manziel with us, 24/7 Sports, a lot about Justin Fields prior to the season. And the worry was he was raw. Incredible ability. No, nobody questioned that. But not a lot of time spent being the quarterback in prime time, dating back to high school. Are you amazed at his performance this year, considering you probably saw him earlier than anybody else?
Not really, because I knew, you know, what Justin Fields needed was live minutes.
Right.
You know, and he was going to – if he's playing the SEC, just say Jake Fromm turned an ankle and he was still at Georgia, he would have needed some time to develop, because I think he'd started like 19 games since the 10th grade, where Trevor – you know, we compare them in the same class. I think Trevor was this year going in like his 68th start, and I think Justin Fields was like 19 starts. So you understand – why I always said it's going to take a little time. Listen, the Big Ten is not what it can be sometimes. Now, since then, he has played in some big games at Michigan, Penn State, all those games. He has really developed. So all those things I think Justin Fields needed, he got at Ohio State. He needed time. He was able to, you know, he plays on maybe the most talented team in the country. And he has just grown as a player, and the ceiling there was so high. So high for Justin Fields. I mean, he could easily be number one draft pick next year. So I think everything that he needed was right there at Ohio State, because he just got time to play and he got time to develop. You know, you go back and look at his time last year with him and Jake Fromm, he wasn't ready to play the level Jake Fromm was playing at this time last year. Georgia was going into this weekend trying to win the national championship and almost beat Alabama in that SEC championship game. So there was a lot of things there with a lot of people. But you look at what Justin Fields has done this year, absolutely it's not surprising. He's always had that in him. He just needed those live minutes and those reps in games.
Rusty, I'll let you out the door with this. Is there anything, Zach Evans aside, in recruiting that we need to be paying attention to next few days?
You know, I think it's decommit season. I think you start seeing some guys that don't, you know, the old expressing stuff. You know, somebody termed it, I don't know who did, Billy Bob. You know, you just kind of don't end up in somebody's class. You know, you look at LSU, 2 weeks ago, LSU had 25 commits. Well, they got 25 spots. Well, the problem is they're recruiting about 8 other kids. So, you know, it's decommit season. You know, Georgia had a decommitment last night, young man out of Louisiana, New Orleans, and you know, they obviously recruited some other wide receivers. So I think what you watch over the next 4 or 5 days are the decommitments, and then what you really watch is that last weekend of official visits. Because if teams are going to try to sneak a kid on, that's the weekend they're going to do it before National Signing Day. Georgia did with George Pickens last year, and that's when people started going, wait a minute, there might be a chance here. Georgia got George Pickens on that last weekend in December. So we'll see some schools around SEC if they try to get some guys in quietly and see how that goes.
I lied to you. One more. Mississippi product John Rhys Plumlee was committed to Georgia and then flipped.
Sure.
Were you surprised at how well he played this year for Ole Miss? I was very impressed.
I was. But I knew, you know, I talked to Barton Simmons and we talked about, we literally didn't know what to do with him. Some schools liked him as a safety. You know, there was some talk that maybe he was going baseball. The biggest thing that happened between John Rhys Plumlee and Georgia was he didn't want to be a mid-year. And he wanted to play baseball his spring, from my understanding, he told Georgia he was good. Verbal commit, he'll be a mid-year. And in about October, didn't look like he was going to be a mid-year. And, that became what Georgia had to have a number and those types of things. So, fortunately for Ole Miss, they got him. He had a really, really good year. And I'll tell you this, I have no clue who they're going to hire. But I guarantee you whoever they're hiring is asking about him, and that's a plus for Ole Miss.
Well, and all you need to know is in the LSU game, and of course they gave up 1,000,000 points and weren't going to win it, but John Rhys Plumlee is in the open field running, and those LSU athletes are losing ground to him when they're trying to chase him.
He was a laser. He wasn't an uncle or the old DB coach at the high school on grass. He was a laser at the opening 4.440. So there was never, if you really knew what was going on, we loved him. We just didn't know if he was going to be wide receiver, quarterback, DB. But as far as checking the boxes as an athlete, that kid can flat out roll.
Rusty, appreciate you, buddy.
Thank you, Bill.
There you go, Rusty Mansell. Got to get the break. Running a little late here. Goggin Cold Hall Studios, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Well, good morning. No shortage of accidents out here, that's for sure. It seems like it all started this morning with that wreck out in Mount Juliet. They're still trying to finish it up. Boy, it's heavy through there. On 40 westbound at the Mount Juliet exit, 65 south at Briley Parkway. That's an accident up north. We already had that earlier on 65 near Trinity Lane. It's really busy here as they work this wreck on 40 east coming off the south loop here at 2nd and 4th Avenue. Hey, if you're looking for holiday cash, Choice Cash has a way to borrow up to $10,000. Call Choice Cash today at 1-800-658-9816. I'm Commander Chuck, your on-time traffic.
This is Brett Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
With Indeed, you can post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on candidates in an online dashboard at Indeed.com/hire. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Carolina Panthers fired their head coach Ron Rivera yesterday, 76-63-1 in 9 seasons with Carolina, led them to an NFC title in 2015. They lost the Super Bowl to the Denver Broncos. Carolina, a 3-point dog at the Atlanta Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. They will have defensive backs coach Perry Fuel taking over as interim head coach. Tennessee Titans are a 2.5-point road favorite of the Oakland Raiders on Sunday. The Titans have won 3 straight and 4 of their last 5 with Ryan Tannehill, the quarterback. The total at the Oakland Coliseum Sunday, 47. For VSIN.com, I'm Mike Sennett, WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
My buddy James Warren is with me in studio. Class of 1977, Battleground Academy. He's the owner of Sir Speedy Music City. The name has changed, but let me tell you one thing that hasn't. They do great signage. If you don't believe them, go in and try it, right?
Absolutely, George. We love doing signage. That's a big part of our business. And if it has to do with trade show displays, banners, posters, directional signs, big signs on the side of your business, window decals, graphics, you see us all over town and we love it.
Well, the bottom line is you want your company to look good. Now give people phone number, website, that kind of stuff.
You can reach us at 615-832-9511. SirSpeedyMusicCity.com is our website. Print at SirSpeedyMusicCity.com gets you to it.
Bottom line is you want your company to look good. When you go in, tell them Plaz sent you.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. We're going to see sunny skies and get up to a comfortable 55 today. We'll see clear skies tonight and down to 34. Tomorrow, clouds roll in and we'll get up to 57. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Ryan. Sports Radio
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Commitments is 2 weeks from today, and we're very excited about it. Bring anybody you want. We want you there. We will have a get-together in the Bill King suite at the Omni the night before. And, again, come up. It's a big, big suite at the top. I believe the number, I'll go ahead and give you the number. I think it's 2139. I think that's the number of the room. I'm serious. I think it's 2139. Anyways, just contact me. You can DM me on Twitter or get hold of me or have me come get you in the lobby, whatever. We'll accommodate that. But you're all invited to the Bill King Suite. We'll have a little mixer, a little get-together the night before. That lasts as long as it's going to last. We just mingle and meet and greet and have a good time, and then we'll have adult beverages there for you on the house, and the next morning we'll do the show. Wednesday on the 18th of December from Bar Lines in the Omni, and we will serve you breakfast. That is also on the house. That is all facilitated by our very good friend, Music City Todd, and we'll do the show, we'll hang out, we'll talk, we'll do what we do on Commitments, which is talk a little recruiting and honor the audience that has been so good to us. I called you a bunch of co-hosts because that's what you are. All of you who participate on the show are co-hosts with me and Charlie, so we appreciate that very very much. Coming up, top of hour number two, Kevin Hagan. We'll talk Alabama with him. They dropped all the way to number 12 in the clown show committee rankings. Not that it really matters. They don't have a chance to be in the playoffs now, but that's a joke. I don't know what the committee's trying to say, but there are not 12 teams that would line up today and beat Alabama. Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Again, it doesn't matter because I don't, if you're not going to the playoffs, I really don't care where you're ranked. But that is an example of what kind of joke we're looking at when it comes to the committee. The clown show committee just keeps reinforcing the clown show aspect as to what they do. But yeah, Kevin Hagan will be with us. That is presented by Soul Street Coffee, soulstreetcoffee.com. Delicious coffee and tea. Little later, top of hour three, Josh Newberg with us. Berg will talk about Florida State. I hope they get a good coach. I know you Gators are saying, Bill, we really don't want them to get a new coach. Matter of fact, Bill, we'd like them to go ahead and bring back Willie Taggart and give him a contract extension. Well, you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that. But we'll see. I am cautiously pessimistic, as I've been telling you, about the Florida State search. We'll see. We'll see. Oh, Gator Ron's son tweeted earlier, Bill, prayers needed. Ron is having a procedure done today. Now, I don't know the specifics, and that's probably private, but Gator Ron, good friend of ours, and he shows up for commitments, planning on coming this year. Hope he does. And the procedure he has today, we hope it goes well. I don't know much more about it than that, but I did see that tweet earlier, and I meant to mention it, but absolutely. We appreciate Gator Ron very much. Gator Ron is truly, you know how we always talk about, well, this isn't really rocket science. He was a rocket scientist at NASA in Northern Alabama. Yeah, and in Huntsville. Now, Gator Ron worked for NASA for decades and was literally a rocket scientist. Anyways, prayers for his procedure today, and I'm sure he'll be okay. I'll pass it along when I get news about how everything went. All right, Kevin Hagee coming up, top of hour 2. Omni Nashville Hotel.